619 Sawmill Woods LLC seeks a variance from the side yard setback requirement for a proposed dwelling. Sections 115-25 and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Holly Oak Drive within the Sawmill Woods subdivision. The 911 address is 23591 Holly Oak Drive, Milton. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 235, Map 24, Parcel 243. They're seeking a 9.6-foot variance from the 15-foot side yard setback requirement for a proposed dwelling. And we have zero letters of support, zero opposition, and zero mail return.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes, my name is Jordan Ashburn, and my address is 8 Bradford Road, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do, sir.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Floor is yours.
Thank you. So this lot is a very odd-shaped lot configured before we bought it. It's all the way at the end of the subdivision and the very end of the cul-de-sac. The property line follows a wetland delineation line, and so it's a difficult lot to build on. So we're requesting a variance for that back corner. Nobody is to the right of the house. It's a all wooded area, so it wouldn't really affect anybody. It wouldn't encroach on anybody. And then the parcel just to the right of that is also like a dry pond. So the stormwater management. So from the road, it would look exactly like all of the other houses in that neighborhood, except for just this one hidden thing that would be off the right back corner.
Does that complete your presentation?
Yes, sir.
Do we have any questions for this gentleman?
Did you know that when you bought it?
We knew that this lot was of this nature, yes.
Okay. What could you put there now if this does not get approved?
I don't have any homes in my basic lineup right now that we could build. We would probably have to design a very narrow, deep house, which I wouldn't necessarily think would be in character of the rest of the homes in the neighborhood.
The drain field, is that keeping you from building in that area, that
yes,
immediate
sir.
Area?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a well installed yet?
We do not, but that will be after we start with the construction. We don't want to have it damaged or anything like that.
Where are you proposing to put the well?
Usually they place the well. The system is not designed yet because
okay.
They're, and then the septic designer actually maps that out and he'll place that. So as of right now, there's not one to place, but I would assume it would be in the back right-hand corner away from, because I have to have a 100-foot radius around any of the other septic systems.
Where you're proposing to put the home and that the corner in question, as I look at it, to the right of that is wetlands?
Yes. It's not really wetlands. They have a delineation line that they used, but there's a river that's way down, or like an old stream, but it's dry. So I guess that's the...
But they've delineated it.
They've delineated it, yes. It's okay. It's dry as a bone, but the water is like way, way, way down.
Places. Thank you.
Okay.
Do you have anything like steps or an HVAC or anything that would be going into these setbacks?
No. We use brackets to hold the HVAC units, and that will be bolted onto the side of the house on the upper front right corner.
Okay, so that would be in compliance?
Yes, sir.
Okay. How many square feet is the house?
The square footage of the house is about 1,900 square feet.
Okay. I'm assuming this is just one of your models?
Yes, sir.
Is it a single-car garage?
It's a two-car, sir.
Oh, it is a two-car.
Mm-hmm.
Is the property line at the pavement, or is there some distance between the pavement and the property line?
Yeah, the property line is in at the pavement, and then in front of the, you know, this is a swale neighborhood, so there's drainage swales in front of the house up next to the asphalt. No curb.
How much space is there between the front of the garage and the property and the setback? Sorry. Looks like you don't quite have it on the setback.
No, we do. So the front setback is met, the left-hand setback is met, and I think it's
okay.
If my eyes aren't good enough, but it's 31.9.
So you have it, is that a 30-foot setback on the front off the curve?
I believe so, yeah. So okay. We get close, but we don't go over. Miller Lewis comes out and pins all the foundations for us, so we know exactly where we're at.
Okay, so they'll help you stake it out?
Absolutely. And then after that, we have to do an as-built to satisfy the county to make sure we didn't go over.
Mr. Sharp, you have any questions?
I do. The septic I see in the rear of the property, I presume that's the only place the septic could be located?
Yes, sir.
So you couldn't flip the location of the house and the septic?
No. That's what they identified for us to do.
It looks to me like it's just a triangular piece of the proposed dwelling that will be encroaching. Am I reading the survey correct?
Yes, sir.
Do you know the square footage of that area that's encroaching?
No, sir, I do not.
Do you need any HOA approval?
I am the declarant of the subdivision still, so, you know, I would ask myself, so yes, I don't.
Did you design the HOA,
this is one of the last lots in the neighborhood to be built, and then we'll be paving the top coat and turning it over to the neighborhood, starting up the HOA and going through all that process.
Did you design the subdivision?
No, sir, I did not. We bought this from another developer who bought it through a sheriff sale because of the Great Depression. Sure. This job has been out there for many years and finally coming to fruition and building out and finishing up.
Is there anyone present who is in favor of this application? Is there anyone present who is in opposition to this application? Okay, I do see three. Would
I think I saw four.
Four.
You can put your hands up if
four.
You're in opposition.
Four total? Five.
Five
total. Sir, if you would have a
sure.
Would anyone like to speak?
Good evening. State your name and address for the record.
William Walters, Sawmill Woods, Lot 1, mailing address 23548 Hollyoak Drive.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Absolutely.
And just for purposes, could you show us, perhaps, and we can pull back if need be, to show us where your property is located?
I'm the first one on the right, which would be right here, I believe, here. My first question, I guess, to the board, I'm new to this. I'm a civilian. I don't do this for a living. I have no clue about drainage.
My first question is that my impression is this is kind of a foregone conclusion because it's already, isn't the lot already under contract for sale?
It is.
Yep. I'm not sure why we're meeting then if it's already under contract, perhaps pending you. But my question is that, and what I would like the board to know, I have pictures, and I didn't bring my grandsons with me to show you how I can mirror image my pictures to your screen, but I'll show you my phone. The dry pond isn't as dry as some may have reported with cattails, and one of the reasons why the pond isn't as full as it should be is because every residence on that street that I have pictures of, we have lying water that doesn't make it down because there is no positive draining from the top where I live, number one. It does not drain to the pond. Every one of us have culverts, the metal culverts under our driveways, and we raise frogs. So the water isn't getting to the dry pond. And that's why my question would be, and I know Mr. Jordan's a great guy, he builds great houses, but my question would be, we need that pond so then whenever this gets turned over to an HOA from him being the declarant now, that whenever we fix all the drainage and all of the ditches I can show you pictures of that have water, lying water before Saturday storm, before Friday storm, that pond will no longer be dry when the drainage does come all the way down from my house, all the way to the pond. Now it sits.
And well, sir, I see the path you're going down, but this board doesn't handle, drainage and those issues. The only issue that we really have
is the
proposed encroachment on this part, and it appears to be a triangular piece on the kind of the northeast side of the property. And the applicant had five standards that he needed to meet and needs to meet and convince this board of. Certainly you have a right to oppose it, but our focus as the board is really as to those standards. And if your allegation is that encroachment somehow affects your drainage, then I'd be interested in that. But if it's issues with culverts and those things, I don't know that that's...
Well, Mr. Sharp, would be that the drainage, if it were working properly, I don't think anyone would even want to try to build on that lot, sir. That if the water was coming down and draining too, you would not want to permit any more houses to have a footprint in an area that would be saturated if there was proper drainage, sir. That's my contention.
Okay, now and we can ask the applicant that question. I know that the survey that we've been provided shows that there's a stormwater pond. I think it's probably that one that says 234 on it, if I'm reading the survey correct, that is the area that is marked as a stormwater area. And then it appears to the rear, it sees the, mm-hmm. if you go a little to the right there, you see wetland area.
Yep.
That appears to be on the survey showing as a wetland area. And that does say SWM area in black on 234, which would indicate stormwater area. So if I'm reading this right, the stormwater pond should not be on the applicant's property.
Okay. And then what it says, 236,
this right here is being affected by this lot, if I'm reading that correct. Is that correct, sir?
I'm sorry, what?
This lot is what we're talking about.
That is the applicant's lot that we're looking at today.
And some of this darkness is here in the back of this lot. Is that correct? And that is wetland, sir?
So what we're showing here and what the applicant's testimony is that the border of that parcel 243, as you see on the aerial there, that yellow line that abuts to the area that says wetland area is the property line, but it's also what he's testified to is the wetland delineation area.
Okay.
And I'm proposing as a civilian, I'm not here as an engineer, I don't know anything about what these delineations are. I'm just saying that if there's any more encroachment on this wetlands area, which is part of 243, that it's not going to help the drainage whenever all of these drainages are fixed. And I understand we're only talking about the permit for his encroachment, but I'm making the point that part of the encroachment on 243 is wetlands. And then when we do get all this fixed, these people may have to wear swimmies because this will no longer be a dry pond. And neither will this be as dry as it is now. That's my point, Mr. Sharp.
Understood.
Any questions? That's all I have to say at the moment.
Any questions? Just 1 second. Any questions for this gentleman? Thank you.
Thank you.
Would anyone else like to speak to the variance?
I just have a couple of questions.
If you would have to be sworn in.
Right,
you would have to be sworn in, yeah.
Oh,
please.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Renee Angel, 23585
Holyoke Drive.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
And I think I heard you say you own property nearby. Could you just point out which parcel is yours?
Can you draw that a little bit?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm literally right next door.
Okay. So the property to the, looks like the north?
Yeah, I'm lot 9, 245.
Okay.
And that's my husband.
Can we just get you up at the podium so we can hear you on the record a little better?
So my question is also with the drainage, but how is this going to be touching our property line? Is this house that's being built and we don't...
We'll let you respond afterwards, just...
So our house will have equal distance just like the rest of the houses?
Yes. It's the only thing that this is going to be over the line is next to the woods with something that nobody would ever see.
Okay. And you had mentioned, Mr. Ashburn, that you might custom design a house that would be longer and narrower?
Sir, our process doesn't allow for questions.
Okay.
And what you can do is you could ask questions, and then Mr. Ashburn could come up and respond to them. But this, okay, the way this is, not how we do it. And that's okay.
Okay.
Do you have any objection to the part of the house that's going to be require a variance?
Yes, sir. Because that whole area, it's not in the back. That, can I go up and point?
Sure. Yeah, we can.
So this whole area right here is a dry pond. And once the drainage is fixed and corrected, it will be full. Currently, this part of it stays wet. It's got cattails, it's got frogs. It never dries up. And so that's what I'm concerned about. With our HOA, we assumed when we bought the lot and the plan said open space. So people walk around here. There's like a little trail. People bring their dogs here to meet and play and throw balls. Like, if this is his property now, is he not going to want us?
So ma'am, a couple things. First, the way this is set up, and I'll show you the survey. So this is what the lot of his property is.
Mm-hmm.
This is the wetlands, which you kind of see next to it.
Right.
Now, that aerial, it appears to be a bit askew just by looking at where the cul-de-sac is. And the aerials don't always match up where the tax maps are. So it's where it might be off a little bit. They're generally close. But this here, if you see 234 up there,
mm-hmm,
that is what we see on our site plan, or the survey here, as the stormwater area. Now, I don't have the site plan for the neighborhood, but from the applicant's testimony, that's where the stormwater pond would be located.
That's not accurate.
And then there's an access easement here that I presume would be the way for, you had said that there's like paths or whatnot. We can have the applicant testify to that, but there's an access easement on the south side of the property here.
So this yellow outline, that's not his lot?
That is his lot.
Because it goes into the pond.
That aerial photo that you have is an overlay. So the overlay of the aerial and the tax maps are not always identical.
Okay.
We find that they are often, not exact. So there can be a variation from that. But where that property line is, and the tax map does appear to be similar to what we see on the survey as far as the design of the lot and where the location, the wetland property is, and the stormwater property.
Okay, so I guess my biggest concern is we're paying an HOA for open space. The kids play there, the dogs play there, and his property is now over the pond and over where it stays constantly wet with the cattails, the frogs.
Do you have some sort of site plan or something that shows where that area is? Perhaps the applicant does, but we can ask him that.
Okay.
I didn't know if you had it with you or anything.
I don't.
Okay.
We didn't understand what was going on, and we're right next door.
Understood.
And then my next question for the applicant would be, is there going to be a swale between our house, our lot, and lot 243? Because currently on our left side, we have a swale so deep that we can't even mow it. It looks like garbage. So are we going to now have another 5-foot swale in between our house and the neighbors?
Well, we can ask. We can ask him about the drainage.
Okay.
If you want to go up there, I don't know if the board has questions.
Any questions?
Yes, one, Ms. Angel. The swale that you just mentioned on the, let's call it the left-hand side of your property.
Yes, sir.
The deep swale. Where does that drain to?
It doesn't. It's currently full of frog snakes, cattails.
Sir.
I'm sorry.
One at a time at the podium, please.
Sir, it's supposed to drain out, and then we have the like ditch in the front, and it's supposed to drain in that green circle you see there, but nothing is draining properly.
Okay. So when you say drain out, towards the road?
Towards the road, and then through there's like the metal pipe under the driveway, and it's all supposed to flow into that pond down there, and it was not graded properly. It's not draining. We cannot mow it. It's just wetlands between our house.
Got it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anyone else?
Any other questions?
So if he designed a house that didn't encroach on that corner by 9 feet, I mean, he would be allowed to build a house in that area if it did fit. Just getting down to it, you feel that encroachment on that 9-foot corner affects the drainage of the entire development?
I think putting a house there, period, would affect the drainage of the entire area. It's not draining properly. And he's going to be, once it's corrected and it is draining properly, that pond is going to always be wet. We moved in on May 14th, and the front of our lot has not been dry yet. It stays standing water, frogs, tadpoles. I have emailed several times with no response. I do talk to the warranty manager often, and he says, we're going to get it fixed. We're going to get it fixed. I mean, it's all graded incorrectly. You just have to drive down the street, and you would go, okay, I know what she's talking about.
Any other questions? Thank you.
You're welcome.
Would anyone else like to speak? And again, it's just, this is about strictly the corner of this house.
I'll be quick. Douglas Bosley, 23554 Holly Oak Drive.
Can you spell your last name? I'm sorry.
Bosley.
Okay. And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
And just as the others, where's your property located?
Coming in on the second house on the right.
So next to Mr. Walters?
Okay. Brief. I think the lot is too oddly shaped to put a house, and we need all that drainage land that's down there. We need it. That's it.
Thank you. Any questions? What, one second. Any questions for this gentleman? Thank you. I'm going to give you a second to respond. I'm just going to go through the phone. Operator?
At this time, there is currently no one standing by.
Okay, thank you. If you would. Would you like to respond to anything?
Yeah, absolutely. So part of the, unfortunately, one of the flaws of the swale and ditch that we find ourselves doing with the larger lot subdivisions, the conservation district and the engineers, they put a very shallow slope on the swales. So they really meant to maintain a large downpour and convey water that way. Otherwise, they do a lot of recharge. Part of us turning over the HOA is we meet with the conservation district. We go through everything with them. They identify problems, and we take corrective measures. I do realize that some of the her lot There is some water out in front of there. We are currently working with the subcontractor that did do the work. He's kind of stepped back and kind of gone out of business. So we're working with him to try and bring him back. But in the event that that does not work out, I got to bring in a separate subcontractor and pay him to fix that area. Because there are some variations in the lot, and then you can tell, or as you may be able to see, that a little bit high or a little bit low can tend to cause a little bit of a puddle in front of some of the houses. This lot will be built on, and you know, their assertion that the pond is not dry. Well, they do have cattails growing up in the forebay. It's a lower area in front of the inlet basin, which maintains water. It's designed that way. It's rock, and there's things underneath there that prevents it from draining as much as the normal pond. The pond is designed as a dry pond. With a major downpour and conveyance, the water will go into that. It will fill up, and then in the event that that does not work or that doesn't hold, there is an emergency forebay in the back, which actually drains out into the wetlands out behind the neighborhood. So that's all perfectly designed. The swales were done by the engineers. I think it was a bit of a odd design, honestly. There are some very deep swales that run in between the houses, but again, that was designed and approved by Sussex County Conservation District and the engineers. I don't see how the back right-hand corner of this house being on the lot, staying on the lot, would ever affect any of the detainage basin or the swim pond or the water management pond. And as you can imagine, because of the topography, most, if not all, of this water is going to fall to the back right-hand corner, because I can't buck grade and get the water from the back of the house up to the front of the house. So most of the water that's on the lot would never even make it to the swale, other than maybe what's on the driveway in the front yard.
You had mentioned this project was a long time in the making. How many homes have you actually built in this development?
I think there's 15 homes, and I'm down to the last two. So I have to build this lot and lot number 4.
And this home would look no different than any other home that you have built in there?
It would not.
Okay. Any other questions?
I mean, I agree with you that you know, if you build a home that didn't encroach, you know, there's going to be a home built there.
Yes, sir.
I am worried, though, once the drainage is fixed, I mean, not, you know, you deal with it all the time, it's, you know, the difference between a little bit of water that doesn't drain to a lot of water or a freak storm that drains properly is a huge difference.
Mm-hmm.
And that could end up in that house pretty easily.
Respectfully, that lot falls off really hard, and I can't imagine there enough water to actually fall to actually fill that valley up down there. It would be a 1 in 500 year flood.
Sir?
Yes, sir.
You heard Mr. Sharp describe how the imagery doesn't overlay very well with the lines. In fact, it seems to overlay really poorly tonight. I'm assuming that pond is entirely on the adjacent lot. It does not impede at all onto this lot?
Correct. There's actually, along with the application, is the layout of the subdivision, and the lot is the lot. The swim pond is the swim pond, or the stormwater pond is the stormwater pond. One does not work over the other, so they are two separate tax map numbers, and they are exactly what they are, two different pieces of property. I can't imagine the Conservation District would ever approve a lot/swim pond combination.
The area to the right of the house that you're proposing, is that area that part of a house could be built on directly to the right of it?
Yeah, it's the whole lot kind of tilts off to the right-hand side. And to be honest with you, it would work really nice if the people who have this contracted ever wanted, did want to do a daylight basement, but, you know, you could actually walk out. There's enough topographical relief that it falls off.
You stated that a house is going to be built regardless.
Yes, sir.
And one of the requirements for a variance is that it is the minimum necessary to afford relief. If you're going to build a house regardless, is it really necessary to have a variance for this?
Well, the house is under, the lot is on, the house is under contract to be built. The house that we would likely build on it, you know, I couldn't build this house. I couldn't build this house for these people. We would have to probably build a much narrower house and fit it on the other thumb of the lot, the kind of the one sticking down this way.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
With that, and to that point, would that look, would that be different from the character of the neighborhood? Is it, are these homes?
Most of these homes are about a 50-foot wide house, and, you know, that's typical for my subdivisions. Some of them may be a little bit wider, but the house we would probably build is, would be considerably narrower. And, you know, I have houses that I build up in Kent County as well, and for narrow lots, and that's what we would probably wind up building. I don't think
it
would
be. In your estimation, would that be with the character of the neighborhood, or would that kind of stick out?
I think it would stick out, yes, sir. I mean, don't get me wrong, it would not be an ugly house or by any means not desirable, but it would just not look like the rest of the neighborhood. It was actually even on, so you can actually see across the cul-de-sac, there's another oddly shaped lot. Well, luckily I had a very shallow but very wide house, which was much smaller than the rest of the neighborhood. It was about 1,350 square feet. But it fit on the lot, and, you know, but it looks more impressive from the street than, you know, a pencil-like face.
Which one? Which lot is that on there?
That was. Yeah, this is the swim pond, and this is that. So it fit real nice this way.
Oh, okay.
But it looks bigger than it, much bigger than it is.
Right.
And he actually was able to do a walkout basement. And so he intends to finish the basement in the future, and then his square footage size will double.
Huh. Any further questions? Mr. Sharp?
I see there's we mentioned there's this easement on the property as well. What is that easement for?
It's something that the conservation district put in.
Is that so they can have access to the wetlands if need be?
Yes. Oh, and back to your question, there will not be a swell between the two houses.
So I presume that if you had said you would probably look at putting another house in that thumb area, but I'm guessing you've got to also abide by that easement area too, correct?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
So would that limit your area by
yes,
which to put it?
Mm-hmm.
And is that... I know the neighbors had indicated there's like a recreation area or something where they could go around. Is that the stormwater pond?
That's the stormwater pond, and it is dry. I mean, the neighbors have two Great Danes, and they play down there, and they throw the ball around. So, you know, and then there's an upland area that's the top of the rim of the stormwater pond that people use and walk their dogs, and it's a nice little piece of property.
All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Further questions from the board? If there are no further questions, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we deny case number 12619 for Sawmill Woods, LLC. For the requested variance, pending a final written decision, the applicant has failed to demonstrate that the property cannot be developed in strict conformity with the Sussex County Zoning Code, and that the variance is necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property, and the exceptional practical difficulty has been created by the applicant.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Dr. Carson?
Voting no.
Mr. Werfel?
I respectfully, I vote nay.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Willman?
Aye for my reasons.
I vote nay also, so with a vote of 3-2, case number 12619 has been approved.
No, it's just the denial motion failed. It's
denial
not
has been.
There needs to be a motion.
We'll need a motion to approve.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12619 for Sawmill Woods LLC for the requested variances pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. Property is unique in physical conditions due to its odd shape and size. Due to the conditions, there is no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with Sussex County Zoning Code, and the variance is therefore necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of the adjacent property, nor be detrimental to the public welfare. The variance represents the minimum necessary to afford relief and represents the least modification of the regulation at issue.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Hastings?
Vote nay.
Mr. Corman?
Nay. Applicant already told us he was going to build on it regardless.
Mr. Carson? Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too for those reasons. So with a vote of 3-2, case number 12619 has been approved.
Thank you very much.